I worked on the counter and baking, boning in those days. They used to have to bone their own bacon, and like a butcher, you know, and things like this, slicing it and different odds in it. You just done anything you were told to do. Mm-hmm. Clean the windows when they started, the day started when they cut out on staff. You know, I've worked in shops where Buckingham Street, when I first went, there was a confectionery, greengrocers, a butcher's, in a grocery and provision shop, you know, and piles of stuff. And then I went back, and there was only half the stuff there. It's like cutbacks. Groceries were like dry stuff, you know, like tea, sugar, you know, things in jam. Provisions were like your butter, your bacon, you know, peas, beans, different things like that. And you had to stand at two different, you know, you stood at one and got served there, which was a bit of a bind. And then you had to go to the opposite counter and you got, you know, other things. But if you knew the person behind the counter, they would go around and get them for you. You know, save you queuing. Like check numbers, and you paid for it at each counter. But they used to come in round barrels, you know, round barrels, and used to put them on white plates, big plates. And sugar used to come in loose, and used to weigh them up. Blue, what they call sugar bags, you know. Peas and beans all used to come up there. You know.
So did you buy the sugar by weight, or did you pack it before?
No, they were packed in the 2 pound weights. They had to be proper weights. Most of the things. So before my time, you used to pack tea, which must have been like the war time, whereas I was before, and then the tea came in already packed, you know. But beans and peas and sugar, oh, used to be on a whole day, you know, the whole shop, Monday mornings. Everybody used to, all the stuff used to be on wee up day, that was wee up day. You know, and serve the customers at the same time.